Mystery Crate has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
That's good. Feel clear.
Mystery Crate. You excited?
I'm excited.
It's just you and me in this Miami studio right now, Anthony. Antonio. Tony. What do you prefer to be called?
I'm okay with anything.
You're just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here. And it's been weird, just me and you the last, like, 3 days.
We've bonded.
We have.
Yeah.
It felt kind of like Survivor, right? When everybody starts getting voted off the island, all of a sudden you're here and you're like, hey, it's a lot bigger than I remembered.
Well, we've got the Kendall Alliance.
We do. We do. Strong.
You're a Killian guy that would be my high school if I were to Billy Madison my way back into high school right now.
Killian. That's an interesting thought, by the way. Going back to high school and doing it all over again, but with the knowledge that you have now.
Oh, I'd buy so many people beer. Well, now, no, that's not beer. Like, no one drinks beer. Millennials.
Nobody. It's all...
Hey, kids, you want a vape?
You want a hard seltzer?
You want a White Claw? Ain't no laws when you dig into the claws. Come on and White Claw with me.
What are we doing?
Now I feel creepy.
Yeah.
Can I go back, but as, like, a 17-year-old?
Yeah, like, you go back to your time in high school.
But I have all the life
experience.
But
the knowledge, exactly. The knowledge that you have now.
Oh, man, I'd kill
dominate.
It. I'd kill it.
Absolutely dominate.
Yeah. Do I have all my means that I have as a 34-year-old man?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Can I be the 34-year-old father of a secret baby?
Right.
When I walk into my home, but when I walk out, or when I walk through the threshold of Killian High School, I become the 17-year-old.
The 17-year-old you, body-wise,
right.
Yet with the mind of a 34-year-old you.
Precisely.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
We could make a movie out of that, by the way.
We could. Billy Madison's one of my favorite movies of all time.
It is a great movie. He had a good run of just classic movies.
Yeah. History doesn't reflect as kindly on Billy Madison as it should. Quality film.
It really is.
You know what else is quality?
What?
ZipRecruiter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know it.
ZipRecruiter. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura's COO, you know his name by now. His name is Dylan Miskowitz.
Old Dylan.
And he needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. But he was having trouble finding qualified applicants. So guess what he did, Antonio? What did
he do?
He switched to ZipRecruiter.
Attaboy.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. No, what does it do? That's right, it finds them for you. You set that one out. You don't have the copy. You weren't sure of yourself. Better to sit it out if you're not sure. You know why? Because its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply where?
To your job.
How'd you know?
I know.
So you get qualified candidates fast. I said candidates there. Now, I often say candidates.
Candidates, candidates.
Now, it's spelled phonetically. It should be candidates.
Right.
But candidates is what you say. It should be an E is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. Sorry, I have coffee that's going down the wrong pipe. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee. And hopefully this director can make a coffee that I don't choke on.
Guess what?
What?
It's me!
Oh, it's you?
It's me!
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah,
man, I was just getting used to having you down here.
I know. I'm going to do it remotely, though.
Yeah. And he found you. Dylan just found you in just a few days.
Yeah.
Thanks to ZipRecruiter. With results like that, it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate. Candidate within the first day.
Yep.
See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address. Do you want to guess what that web address is, Anthony?
It is ZipRecruiter.com/crate.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/CRATE. ZipRecruiter.com/crate. ZipRecruiter.
It's the smartest way to hire.
That's why you're the director of coffee.
That's right.
Now, this is going to be a fun segment in which we talk about food. Now, I've asked Chris Cody to produce an open for this.
Mm-hmm.
No chance.
Masterfully, by the way, he created the dolphin stat of the day and now has completely gone Bristol on us and hasn't cared about the Mystery Crate whatsoever.
There's one sound in the club for the radio show. By the way, if you like, is there anybody on the planet that just listens to Mystery Crate and isn't aware of the radio show?
I'd be very interested to see if that's true.
There's no way.
The can't be, right?
But if you like the banter that you find on the Mystery Crate, check out the Local Hour as a part of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz Feed. It's the same shipping container nonsense, only daily. Honestly, it's a bit of a redundancy. Subscribe, rate, review.
That's right. It is the second installment of Eatin' Good with Roy and Chris. But it's not just Roy and Chris.
That's
we got the whole crew today. The whole crew. Our very special guest today is Izzy Gutierrez, as we are going to tackle Italian food.
Mm.
Now, I texted Izzy last night, and I said, what is your favorite, absolute favorite kind of food? And he hits me back with, I'm actually at an Italian restaurant right now. I got to say Italian.
Ooh, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not how that text exchange went.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
It was, I always say Italian. It's the most comforting.
Right.
And then in probably my role in confusing you is I took a picture of my table at dinner, but we weren't at an Italian restaurant. In fact, we were at a Thomas Keller restaurant, surf club down here. And I believe that's French.
It looked like lasagna that you were eating.
I see. This is great. See, so you sending me that text made me start thinking of Italian.
Yeah.
And so even though we were at a Keller restaurant and I'm just like, well, he's known for this, known for this. I got the lasagna.
Mm, a little French
lasagna.
And
it was delicious.
Hmm. I was setting up the fact that you came in today and then you totally changed because Roy and I texted Roy last night. I was like, all right, he said Italian food. So we're going to do Italian food tomorrow. Izzy comes in this morning. You know what? I think it's French food.
Yeah.
We're like, nope. We are doing Italian food because you said Italian food.
What are you trying to do to us here?
Just to set this up, we got Roy here. We got Anthony here. We got Billy here. We got Greg Cody's actually in the building.
Wow. A lifetime eater.
Woo!
Wait a minute.
Lifelong eater.
Did you guys do a ton of research on Italian food and now you can't talk about French food?
That's a fair point by you, but I'm just more prepared to talk about Italian food. I didn't need to do research. Whereas if he would have said French food, I would have been looking up like French fries. I actually do like a French restaurant on La Solace, but you know, I could have done French, but I'm just not prepared. So we're going to do Italian today. All maybe right. Next time we'll do.
Can I say something? I hear the word Italian and Izzy mentioned the word lasagna. I have to get something off my chest.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
There's a trend. I think it's a trend in Italian cooking and particularly in Italian restaurants. It used to be lasagna was red sauce. That was lasagna. Mm-hmm. Increasingly, I don't know if anybody else has. Increasingly, I've noticed that a lot of lasagna now is served in nice Italian restaurants with like a bechamel sauce, with a white sauce.
Mm-hmm. Greg, I actually do know that because I went to Prime Fish and I had a lobster lasagna with that same sauce
so
and it was delectable.
He is so bougie.
You thought it was delectable? I'm old school, old in general, but old school when it comes to cooking and culinary matters. And to me, lasagna has a red sauce.
To Greg, it's just school.
Italian is not just red sauce, though. You have Alfredo sauce as well.
Oh, I love Alfredo.
I know. Alfredo,
but if we're talking sauces in this genre of food, it's the alavaca sauce.
Yeah,
the vodka sauce
agreed.
Is where it's at.
Mm. No, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's like the best of both worlds.
That's like what rosé is to wine. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
Exactly. I mean, I'm on the same page. So there's times in the past where, you know, like I'm talking at home, you know, 22-year-old Italian food, where you mix the marinara and the Alfredo, and you just call it like a pink sauce, right? And that's delicious. Right? Like that. But see, I've had the alla vodka sauce, and I don't think I've actually had like a great one ever. And getting back to your bechamel thing, do you prefer like ricotta cheese in there instead of like a cheese sauce? Because bechamel is just so smooth. Like it had it, the lasagna I had last night definitely had a bechamel sauce.
Did it? I like the tang of a great marinara that marries so well, I think, with lasagna. I love lasagna. As long as it's got plenty of meat in it, I'm not a vegetable lasagna guy.
You know, a great point was actually just brought up. It's not really called a sauce. It's called a gravy.
Yeah, it's gravy.
You've been to Materano, have a great, quote-unquote, gravy.
Sunday gravy, they used to call it.
Yes.
You're right. Technically, he's right.
That makes a lot more sense, actually.
Now, you mentioned ricotta. Now, there's like a proper way to say it. I don't think I just did it.
Yeah,
Rizzi actually mentioned
ricotta.
Ricotta.
Say it well. One of my favorite things in Italian food, and I recently discovered this, is a cheese pizza, and what you add on top of it, a little ricotta and thinly sliced meatball.
Yeah.
A little ricotta and meatball pizza. Oh my God. Mwah.
Ricotta delicious. Meatball is like Anthony's, right? They do like the little tiny meatballs rather than the thinly sliced one.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It doesn't really feel like I'm eating pizza. It just feels like I'm eating sort of an open-faced meatball sandwich.
Mm. So my only issue with the ricotta cheese is that it doesn't melt well.
Right.
So the trick is you go with the buffalo mozzarella instead of the ricotta.
Yes.
This is the topic Anthony's been waiting for his whole life.
You know? Yeah, ricotta just sits there like a lump of white mass.
Most overrated item in the Italian food genre. Now, I'm going to start off since everyone seems to be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Spaghetti.
Is spaghetti necessarily Italian?
No, like
You mean like the pasta?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like with red sauce. Like if I'm having...
Like a spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, meatball.
Right. Like I would prefer a bow tie pasta, a penne.
A farfalle.
A farfalle.
Yeah. I'm just saying... Particular pasta.
That spaghetti, the type of pasta, is just my least favorite.
Angel really. Hair pasta.
Anytime I go to an Italian restaurant...
Can't stand it.
Yeah, that's... Anytime I go to an Italian restaurant, if I'm getting a pasta dish and it comes with spaghetti, I'm changing it out for penne.
I like a long pasta. I prefer a linguine. To your question, to me, what's overrated is the pappardelle, the thicker pasta. Oh. It's too, you know. I like a heavy sauce to meat ratio and less pasta actually. So if you show me a big wide pappardelle, it's like I'm immediately thinking, wow, I'm going to be full of pasta after 10 bites.
You guys are just killing all of the name, by the
no,
way.
No, no, no. You need to, yes. Giada, you need to just respond. Like, she's the one who says all the Italian food products perfectly.
So I should have said spaghetti?
Yes, spaghetti.
Like
yeah. Yes.
Did I mispronounce pappardelle? Or
you say prosciutto? Yes.
No, pappardelle is fine.
Hey, Mike's here.
The farfalla. I wanted to sit this one out, but I'm part Italian, and you guys are just butchering.
Get out of here. Get over
My grandfather. Mm. My grandfather is second generation Italian, Sicilian. So I always had the Sunday pasta with the gravy, the macaroni with the gravy.
I saw you made a face when I talked about the vodka sauce. You don't like the vodka sauce?
I like vodka sauce, actually.
Did I say it poorly or something?
No.
I see the murmuring back here.
You know, can you say prosciutto?
This is not blocked. I see all the laughing you guys are bringing.
Say prosciutto.
Prosciutto?
Yeah. No, but say it like Giada does.
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
So prosciutto.
She has the cleanest kitchen ever. Like, yeah. You just want to live in her kitchen.
It's a set.
I
feel like it's at her house.
What TV kitchen set? She's just going to make you think like, I don't want to eat there at all. Yeah.
Nope. There's a rat in the background.
Nah, I feel like that's her kitchen. I don't care what you say.
Brand new pots and pans every week.
And this is another word that she says beautifully that I love in Italian food, and I can't say it, so I'm just going to say it the way I say it. Risotto. I mean, risotto's the best.
Yeah. Well, that's more northern Italian, and I have recently fallen in love with a more northern Italian type of style. Even though I'm Sicilian at my roots and I love a good red sauce, exploring other parts of Italy have become quite the delight for my palate.
Yeah, I agree with Mike. I think there's nothing better, and I might just be a little bit bougie here, but a nice squid ink pasta.
Not a fan.
I don't even know what that is.
I like a champagne risotto.
Ooh,
personally.
That's good.
It pairs well with any sort of protein.
You put short rib in a risotto?
Short rib,
I've heard
champagne,
of it.
Risotto. Amazing. You got to get it at the right place.
Anybody else a sucker for really, really just solid carbonara?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just fresh, hot, just right out the kitchen.
You know what I always want to find? I want to find the restaurant, and I've seen it occasionally, but when I do see it, I'm like, I'll order something else. You know when you go to an Italian restaurant and they have like the big bowl of cheese that looks like a community bowl of cheese, and they put the pasta in there, and it's usually carbonara, and they're just mixing it in there. I'm like, this looks so delicious. I just want to eat the entire thing of cheese. Someone come to my house and do this for me, please.
There is no better comfort food than Italian.
No, I agree with that. And you know what? I like to deconstruct food every once in a while. And what's totally underrated, you take a long pasta, could be spaghetti. You put on it nothing but crushed black pepper, Parmesan cheese, and olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Just those three ingredients on the pasta.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well,
and I do agree with the take that spaghetti is overrated because if you have all these macaroni options, why would you go with spaghetti?
Yeah.
There's a pappardelle, there's a farfalla.
What's the one that's a little like screw? It's like a little like you could screw it into a table.
Oh, man. It's like, it sounds like a spiral.
It's so good.
What's your favorite stuffed pasta? Mine is easy.
Cannelloni.
Totally.
Oh, how about manicotti?
I mean, what's the difference between manicotti and cannelloni? Is it just the size?
I like stuffed shells.
I love stuffed shells.
Stuffed
shells is really good.
Yeah. Tortellini, it's got like that tight little pocket, right?
I think
you don't know what's in there, just a little burst.
I'm going to look this up.
Awesome surprise.
Is manicotti more baked? I feel like manicotti.
Yeah, baked manicotti is like a phrase, You know what I really like, and I'm probably going to mispronounce this word too, bracciole with the stuffed rolled meat.
Yeah, that's really good.
I've made that with, you know, cheese and spinach and everything in the middle. It's just fantastic.
Here's one thing that you got to, and now I've just hijacked this segment after wanting to sit it out. Here's one thing that I think needs to be addressed when it comes to Italian food. That or Chinese food. It's the best food for leftovers. It tastes better. The more time it has to marinate.
I've made a bolognese that a week later is just the most amazing thing I've ever eaten.
I'm glad you brought this back to Chinese food and Roy saying that spaghetti's Chinese.
I didn't say that. What?
So I did some research. You did say that.
I did not say that.
Did you not say that?
No, I did not say that.
We said we were having an off-air conversation before I interjected in all of this is because someone asked a question, is spaghetti Italian? I'm like, it's called spaghetti. It's very clearly an Italian word.
It's not. So here's the thing. Get ready.
Spaghetti's not an Italian word?
History lesson. Spaghetti. So pasta is culturally known as an Italian food. However, it's a common belief that pasta comes, as you know, from Asian noodles. And the belief is that Marco Polo took spaghetti from China to Italy.
Wow.
By the way, same thing with pizza. This Marco Polo seems like he was just going to China to steal food, bring it back to Italy, and now the Italians are taking credit for all of his food.
Get the
I was going to bring that up.
Are you kidding me?
I don't want to hear that.
Are you kidding me?
PBS.org, a common belief about pasta is that it was brought to Italy from China by Marco Polo during the 13th century.
So pizza is Chinese.
Well, pizza, I had heard that before. So here's the thing about pizza. There is a story in China that suggests pizza is an adaptation of the scallion pancake brought back to Italy by Marco Polo. So Marco Polo was just chilling in China, stealing food, bringing it back to Italy and pretending like he invented
it. It's me, a Marco Polo.
I don't know about scallion pancake, though. I don't know how good that would be.
Now I wonder if Marco Polo even invented the game.
I think it's savory, that pancake.
Yeah, it has to be, but scallion?
Yeah.
It's like scallions. A potato pancake with a little onion scallion.
The thing I know is a lie.
So is there anything that goes better with Italian food than red wine? Like, that's the only genre of food that will
be pretty myopic in northern Italy. You pair it often with a nice white wine.
Right. Yeah. Well, doesn't it depend what you order, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
I just feel like I'm not a huge wine drinker.
But don't blanket red. You're thinking Italian food is just red sauce.
I shouldn't have said red wine. Just wine in general, for me, because I'm not a huge wine drinker, it's the only kind of restaurant I walk into where I'm like, I'm having some wine tonight.
Mike Ryan, bingo, myopic.
So here's the thing.
Chianti.
Here's the thing. I agree with you, but shortly, right after Italian food in terms of wine pairings, gotta be a steak. American food.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You get a nice medium rare steak and you pair that with red wine.
The nice cab.
It gives Italian food with wine a good hard run for its money.
Beef, meat in general. Like if I'm gonna eat like a bolognese sauce, then, you know, obviously pairing that with the wine, but other stuff, like in Italian, I don't have to drink wine with it.
There's no better pairing to me than a perfectly cooked ribeye steak and a glass of Cabernet, a good glass of Cabernet.
That's fine living.
That's good.
So, yeah. Greg, if I make homemade pasta again, you come over?
Absolutely.
All right. We got to plan this.
Greg Cody is famous for eating a child's amount of pasta. Like at our house,
I fill up on pasta.
We'll have some meat and a pasta dish, and everyone's got a nice helping of pasta. And Greg Cody will have the smallest portion, and then he'll eat a third of that. And we always, everyone in our family, the food will be gone, and Greg, he eats like a bird.
Watch the carbs.
I'll eat some protein. I mean, I'll eat meat. I'll eat meatballs and steak and whatever's put in front of me, shrimp. But you're right. For some reason, pasta fills me up. I don't know why.
Well, pasta's pretty heavy. It's heavy on the starches. You know?
Yep.
No, I know it's heavy, but
it ain't heavy
delicious.
As my pasta.
It's just, and it has nothing to do with health reasons. He's not like watching his weight. He's just weird about pasta. He just can't eat it.
We can't leave this loop open. I have found the difference between cannelloni and manicotti.
What is it?
Okay, so manicotti recipes tend to be pasta tubes filled with only cheese. Only cheese. Where the cannelloni recipes sometimes have meat or vegetables.
That's,
along with the cheese.
You know, another secret Italian side dish that is amazing and underrated? Polenta. Wow. So
I
many things you can do.
I do love polenta.
I'm not a big polenta fan.
Oh, no. I'm disappointed in you, Greg.
Yeah. You know what's great as a side dish is rapini, or broccoli rabe, sometimes it's called, with garlic.
Broccoli rabe is excellent.
What's the best type of parmigiana? Eggplant, chicken, or veal?
I go chicken. See, this actually is a good segue because I was just going to kind of end this with all of us saying our just favorite item. And I feel like pizza is the easy answer here, but I'm going to go no pizza. I'm going to say chicken parm is my favorite item from Italian food. Obviously, it needs a little pasta with it, I think, but just like a singular item, a good piece of chicken parmesan.
Wow. I think I got to go with the carbonara. Yeah.
So I got an issue with the carbonara, Izzy.
What's up?
The peas. Are you a pea guy in the carbonara? Because I don't like the peas.
I love that little explosion that you get with the pea.
Are these capers or peas?
No,
they're
peas.
Okay.
My favorite Italian dish, I'm going to go pasta, and I'm going to turn my back on my Sicilian roots because I do like a nice little Tuscan parpadelli. with olive oil, some, you know, some ground pepper, maybe a chicken on the side, a little protein to go with it. But that's absolutely, I'm so into that right now.
I do love a basic chicken Alfredo. If you put Alfredo sauce on something for me, I'm most likely to actually finish all my pasta.
And an absolute must with all these Italian pasta dishes. Please tell me no one's got some soggy macaroni and you're all going al dente.
Oh,
it's got to be al dente.
That's actually it's one of the most important things in Italian food for me is when I hate it when a pasta is just like mushy. And
American people ruin spaghetti and any sort of Italian pasta dish by making it super soggy. It needs to practically have crunch to it.
My mom made baked ziti a few weekends ago because you were at a Dolphins game. Right. So she was taking over and we went over there and she cooks the pasta too much.
You got to take it out before it's ready because it keeps cooking.
Yes. Another crime is when you have a long pasta and you snap it in two before you put it in.
The worst.
Really?
Lock them.
I'm not supposed to do that?
Nope.
What is your favorite macaroni noodle? Is it the macaroni? Is it, remember, we're now talking about textural preferences. Rigatoni, the tagliatelle is another good one.
I love the, what's Americans call the bow tie. Because it's got all those creases that really hold the sauce.
That's like farfalle, right?
Farfalle.
I've been cooking with penne lately. Lately. And it's been, I like it. I really like that.
I mean, I think that has really become like the go-to pasta noodle.
Yeah.
The penne.
Roy, is that your favorite? Like, we're going favorite, just overall Italian.
Overall dish right now is a chicken Alfredo at a restaurant with the shaved Parmesan.
A must. Billy, what's your favorite Italian dish or Chinese dish based on what that PBS website told us?
Gelato.
Oh, I love a good gelato.
Glad we went there.
You went next level with dessert.
I might have had it, but I never was like into gelato and didn't really like appreciate it until I went to Italy a year ago. Oh my God, man.
Oh, so when you went to Italy, did they do the thing where they give you the limoncello post?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not a limoncello fan. When in Rome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The limoncello, so strong.
I love limoncello.
Honestly, so strong.
When I was in Italy, the thing that I took a bite of and I was like, wow, this is different than in America. I mean, most of it was, but like the thing that was far and above, you get like a caprese salad there, the fresh mozzarella. Oh my God. I could literally just eat that by itself and eat nothing else. And it was just the best thing.
What kind of salad?
I'm not going to do it.
Mozzarella.
No, I'm not going to do
caprese,
it.
Caprese.
That's right.
Did you ever figure out
the cheese does say that, like, you get a burrato over there. It does taste a lot better.
That's softer than mozzarella.
Yeah, and one thing that I will say that's been better through America is actually pizza is also very different in Italy.
Very.
It's more like Neapolitan over there. And I actually think pizza, while it was invented in China, taken to Italy, the Americans have perfected pizza.
I'm with you on that. I was not blown away by the Italian pizza.
It's like, very simple. That's the screwy one.
How do we feel about cannoli?
Cannoli's good.
I don't like it. Too sweet.
I love cannoli. Too sweet, but the ricotta is often bitter.
Not a fan of cannolis.
Okay, so are you a tiramisu guy when it comes to the Italian dessert? Or are you gelato with Billy?
I don't prefer any of those things. Tiramisu, I've had plenty, but it's not my favorite. Quick word on the perfect small pasta for soup, by the way. Ditalini.
It is good. He makes perfect soups. That
creme brulee is my go-to dessert,
but that's French.
It is French, but you find it just about
I love
any fine
French. I love
that's great. We'll do French cuisine next.
Another
week.
One
tell
that Giada says have really well, panna cotta.
Yeah,
panna cotta.
You know, Giada dated John Mayer for a little bit. That was a rumor.
I did not know that.
Baby,
I can see that. Final thoughts. Who wants to get something off their chest that they've just been waiting their entire life to say about
my nipples?
About what?
You got to let him finish the sentence, Mike.
Oh,
what was the setup?
Mike has pepperoni.
Who wants to get something off their chest? Well,
repeat the question, Chris.
Nah, we're fine.
We're fine. That's it.
I feel like this went well.
All right.
Greg, Cody, say something to send us off.
You never know.
That's not.
This isn't you never know. This is.
No, no.
Let's munge.
I like it.
Yeah. That's good enough.
Wow, what a segment. Did you have fun?
I mean, I had a great time.
You took part in that.
I did. I think everybody took part in it. The only guy we didn't have was obviously Dan not here.
That was
here,
fun.
But
I always love having Greg in the studio. Hey, Greg, he's sitting there.
He's
just waving. Hey,
look
Greg.
Out.
Yeah. So, Miami Heat Media Day, obviously we sent Chris and Billy out there. And if you've been a fan of the Mystery Crate, you've heard great interviews with
Airplane Mode, Derek Jones Jr., mm-hmm. Kelly Olynyk, and Tyler Hero, the rookie sensation that is obviously the next Michael Jordan.
Drip God.
In fact, I would say Michael Jordan was just merely the first Tyler Hero.
Wow.
That's where the expectations are. They've been ratcheted up. Bradley Beal extended his contract with the Wizards. Was a Heat target, but I'm like, nah, who cares? We got Tyler Hero. I don't want Bradley Beal just to back up Tyler Hero.
No.
That'd be a waste of that cap space. So here's another quality interview from Heat Media Day. And I was remiss last week. I didn't mention Allison Turner was involved in that Tyler Hero interview. And Allison Turner's involved with this one. Another Philly person, Dion Waiters from the Miami Heat, joins the Mystery Crate. Billy and Chris out there and Allison, Philly's own, talking to Philly Cheese. So this should be fun. Here it is. Dion Waiters meets the Shipping Container here on Mystery Crate.
I love the tattoo.
Thanks. I gotta get it fixed. I'm gonna get it fixed.
I love it.
I got it in college, so I gotta get it fixed.
Bring it to life more.
They want me to participate in this because I'm from Philly. The outside of Philly. I went to Lower Merion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I work out there.
You what?
I work out there.
Oh, you do? Where?
On the track.
Nice.
The field, yeah. I worked out in there, too. The gym. I stay out that way. In the
yeah,
summer.
It's nice out there. It's really nice out
yes,
there.
It is.
Choose to play volleyball.
Okay. Shut up. I played in high school, but I'm not great or anything.
Like
I mean, yeah, I'm an athlete just like you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm a professional athlete.
Right. See, take credit for it. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
All state. We're with Dion Waiters here at Heat Media Day. Dion, first off, are you tired of people asking you how you're feeling and
yeah,
how you're doing?
I'm tired of it.
Right?
But it's cool, though. They haven't seen me, you know?
Right.
I know. I understand. It comes with it.
Yeah.
But like I said, I just rather go out there and show. But I know it comes with it, man. I know the injury that I had. And I know, you know, all the things that was going on last year and what was said and, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's humbling. But at the end of the day, it's tiring.
Are you excited that they brought Jimmy Butler in to be your Robin to your Batman?
Oh, man. You know, I'm just happy that he picked, you know, he chose the Heat to come to. And, you know, just a guy who I know is similar in ways that we are. And he's going to challenge you. Same way, like, with me, I'm going to challenge you. Mm-hmm. And it's probably different.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably more vocal. I'm more of a type of, you know,
right.
showing type of guy
right.
and things like that. And I think it'd be good for the team, man. He don't hold back.
Yeah.
So we need that. I think we need that around here. A guy that's going to, you know, show you and tell you
right.
how you feel. We need it.
I feel like you're not getting enough credit for how great you look. Like last year, people
yeah.
would criticize, and it was injury related,
right.
which is why you were kind of like that.
That's cool.
But you're looking great now.
Oh, man.
And I saw the mixtape that you put out there in
yeah.
July, and you were using sound of people talking junk about
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
One of these people over
yeah.
here was talking
nah.
junk about you, saying that you didn't.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
What?
But here he is. Nah. He's not apologizing. He's not talking to
nah.
you anymore, saying you look out of shape, none of that stuff.
Right.
They said to me,
I mean, look
what's
at me,
one word? Dion Waiters. I said, he looks fit.
Yeah.
Because you have all these people that are fat and out of shape.
Right.
And they're there and they're talking crap about you
right.
all the time. And you have
life,
to hear
man.
This.
It's life that comes with it. At the end of the day, you can get motivated or you can be emotional about the situation. Like I said, man, basketball is, it helped me. And but it's not the, you know, highlight of my life. I done been through tougher situations where, like, an average kid won't even, you know, make it through what I made it through. So, like I said, basketball is a plus for me, man, just being through what I've been through in my life. So, criticism and he say, she say stuff, it don't bother me. It don't. It used to, but
yeah.
I don't pay attention to that no more.
How'd you get out of that?
I just don't be on them social medias like that. I don't have Twitter. I don't follow like Bleacher Report. I don't do none of that. I mean, I see stuff. Don't get it me wrong unless it's brought to me. But I don't have any of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you don't see it, you don't care. You know, I got a life outside of that stuff. Like, I really have a, like, I'm dope in real life. Like, I don't need social media to pretend like.
Right.
Hey,
pretend you're dope.
I don't need that. I'm dope in real life. Like, I have a.
That's the dopest thing
life.
About you.
Yeah.
That we don't know.
Yeah.
Man, I'm a guy that's gonna live his life to the fullest. You know, you don't need to show everybody and everything what you're doing. You know, like I skate, I like to do other stuff. So and that I'm good at, though. It's not like I don't.
Right. I heard you're really good at roller skating, but not like rollerblading, roller skating.
Rollerblading, I never tried that.
So is this with the one line of?
No, this is the old school. Yeah,
four.
With the brake in the front.
Yeah.
But how do you stop? You don't have. How do you stop?
You gotta be good. You learn how to stop.
You do the spins and all that stuff.
Use the back skate and things like that. There's certain ways you do it. It's a technique to it. But I've been going skating as long as I was playing basketball.
Yeah.
Like on Sundays in Philly, we had like a weekend. Like Fridays used to be for like kids, like our age, 10 and 12. Saturday was for like the older kids, 15 and up.
Well, that was like the punishment you get. You couldn't go skating.
Yeah, I couldn't go. Yeah, that was my punishment. So on Sundays, they had like three different sessions. Like Sunday, 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 10. On Sundays, I went 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 10. So I was going skating as much as I was playing basketball. And like a lot of my friends, most of all my friends, we grew up skating as well as playing basketball.
Where did you go? I used to go to Radnor Rolls.
No, we went to it's called St. Charles. It was like a little cafeteria. It was like a school. It was a cafeteria on 20th and Christian. Yeah, so.
Did it have all the lights and stuff like that or no?
Nah, it just was like old school. It was a cafeteria.
Really?
With wooden floors, though. So, you know, you know, it's so crazy. I try to look into it and buying it, man. I'm trying to.
You want to buy the skating rink?
I'm trying to buy it so I can open it back up.
Yeah, but
you gotta, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying. So I'm working on that.
You got to put in the lights, the music, or you want it to stay old school?
No, I'm going to do a little bit of, you know, I'm going to try to switch. It's small. It's so much I could do, but, you know, I'm gonna put a little, you know, twist and a good vibe to it if I can get it.
How many people do you think are gonna be fighting you for it?
That's the problem.
You think a lot of people want it? It's closed.
But it's a great area. You can buy it and do other stuff with it too.
Yeah. What's it like just to be able to say and have an interest in buying something like that? I would not even know what that's like just to be able to.
It's great. I mean, because a lot of people probably don't know a lot about you. So if you get opened up and tell them other things that you're doing outside of basketball and get to know you as a person and not the player or what they hear and see, then you know it's different.
So when I was looking up stuff with you, I found a bunch of different nicknames that you've had. You had Philly Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You had Google Me, which was because you went to college and they didn't believe that you were going to play on the team.
Right.
And every time the security guard saw you, he would say Google Me.
That was in high school. Yeah, in high school. That's a crazy story that happened.
They called you Headache?
Called me Headache.
Then you had your teammates call you Kobe Wade?
Kobe Wade, yeah.
What was it like playing with Wade?
It was awesome. It was great.
Yeah?
You know, yeah. It was like I said, you scratched it off the bucket. Somebody I grew up comparing my game to and just looking up to and just try to follow his footsteps and, you know, just get the game from him. And he helped me out a lot.
I feel like now that you're a lot thinner and you're in better shape.
A lot thinner, man.
Well, you know, look how good he looks right now.
But he's always people were like, that's what I love about this.
That happened one time.
That's what I love about this.
This is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
I love that, like, people were like, oh, he's out of shape. But, like, you've probably, even at whatever your worst shape was in, like, anybody else would be, like, wishing that they had that body. Right. And it's just like, oh, NBA shape. Like, get out of here.
Yeah,
man.
It wasn't my shape never been a problem until I got here. And, you know, they pride themselves on world class. So when I got the world class, I was just leaner. I still was the same weight. I just was leaner.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like you can't be Philly Cheese anymore because his body does not eat Philly Cheese steaks.
Nah, but, you know, Philly Cheese, that swag, man, what I bring to the table, just that little bit of extra sauce, that extra cheese, you know, that you need.
Yeah, but you're not eating that anymore. You have to be like Philly Canoa or something like that. No, quinoa.
I got to keep the name.
Nah, I feel like hummus swag or something like that.
How do you feel about mustard on a cheesesteak?
Yeah, please.
Trifling.
It's what? The worst.
Trifling.
Have you ever had it?
I would never try it.
Why not?
I feel like it's salt, pepper, ketchup, mayonnaise. Yes.
Wait a minute.
And you got to gut the roll.
But wait a minute. What's the difference between ketchup and mustard on it?
Big difference.
Why?
Big difference.
Mayonnaise and ketchup, salt, pepper.
Mayonnaise, no.
I'm trying to tell you, the best thing ever.
Do you do Whiz?
Nah.
No?
I tried it, but I do. Sometimes, it depends if I'm in my fat boy mood.
Right.
I get cheese and ketchup on the fries and
favorite cheesesteak in Philly?
I get a turkey burger chop from Ishka Bibbles. It's basically a turkey burger chopped up into like a steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call it, a turkey burger chop.
And it's not even spicy mustard. He does yellow mustard on the cheese.
I don't see what the problem with that is. What's the problem with that? You've never done it before. Come on, man.
No, you nasty. Man.
No, you've never done it. Do it.
Only mustard I put on was my hot dogs.
Do you put ketchup on your hot dogs too or no?
Ketchup and mustard. I eat ketchup with everything.
Yeah?
Sugar with everything.
You put ketchup like in rice? I know people that put ketchup in rice.
That's trifling. I don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not, I do probably like duck sauce or something. And I got my own. I eat sugar with all my pasta.
I saw that. I was going to ask you, still putting sugar on spaghetti?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not.
I haven't had it in a while. Once the season starts, I'm going to get back to that.
No, don't do that during the season. No. We want to be hummus swag, pecan swag.
You can eat worse, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You burn so many calories.
Quinoa swag. You can't be putting sugar on your pasta still.
Quinoa. I had to eat quinoa a lot this summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dan, you can't go back to putting sugar on your pasta.
You're going to burn 5,000 calories a night. With games. Trust me, I know how to eat now. I know how to cut it and all that.
Have you changed your diet at all or no?
Absolutely.
What have you cut out?
Everything. I couldn't really eat nothing.
But see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you fly and travel so much, so you go 4 or 5 hours and you eating a damn, some peanuts.
Yeah.
5 hour flight. What you think will happen? You're going to have a headache when you land.
Yeah, but you're not burning any calories when you're on a plane.
Yes, you are.
How are you burning calories?
You're always burning calories, Billy.
Burning calories.
Yeah, but not enough to be putting sugar in your pasta on the plane.
No.
Dan, I'm worried about you
now. Figure it out.
We were doing so good. Look, you're looking great.
I'm going to stay there. I'm going to get better than this. Next time you see me, I'm going to look better than this. At the training camp, I'm probably lose 7 pounds.
Yeah.
During training camp, I might lose 7.
Yeah, but that's because Pat and Spo aren't going to let you be putting sugar on your spaghetti.
Nah. We'll work it out, man. We'll work it out.
So Tyler Herro, the rookie, was talking about his drip and stuff, and everyone was making noise. What's the drip rankings on the Heat? Who's got the most drip? How's your drip doing?
My drip is immaculate. I'm that simple but flashy.
There you go.
And you know, like, okay, I'm not all flashy, like I wear crazy and stuff.
Right. Subtle drip.
I put it together.
Subtle drip.
Yeah, it's simple. Right. It's simple, but it's nice. You understand.
How's my drip?
He's just not going to tell
you. I'm
not
going to
tell
you. Like, what about this? A little better?
Work a tire right now. You know, I feel you work a tire. I got to see you.
Yeah, I know. It's more than just what you're wearing, right? It's like an aura. I don't have it. You can tell me. You can be honest.
You got to be around me for a little bit.
What about this?
I'm going to get that confidence.
You like these?
Yeah.
You know, that's different. That's a little swag. Like,
yeah.
That's swag. It's different.
Are you familiar with Entourage, like the movie and stuff? Like the group?
I heard about it. I'm a big show guy, too. So.
What's your show? What shows you watch right now?
Sopranos, Sons of Anarchy, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Man, you know what's so crazy? My rookie year, I was in Cleveland, and Josh Gordon was like, he stayed down the hall. We lived in the same, like, apartments. Like, and I would visit him, and I go in there, and he got Game of Thrones on. I'm like, bro, how the hell is he watching people with swords? Yeah. I can't watch this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
6-7 years later, man, that's my top five shows.
Oh my god!
All
you,
time.
You know all the characters. You have to every episode be like, "Who is that?"
You don't know what's going on.
I saw
there's
no way.
There's too much going on. No way.
Like if I miss something, my phone ring or something, I always pause and rewind it.
Right.
If I miss the Lewis thing, I can't hear what they say. I rewind it.
Yeah.
Like I'm that type of guy. Like
so, it'll take you like 4 hours to watch an episode to make sure you don't miss anything.
Yeah, I got. Like I'm very detailed with certain shows.
So this is your team now, huh?
Where?
Here, the Heat. This is your team.
Man, you know.
Wade's gone. Kobe Wade's taking over right now.
Man, you know.
He brought in Jimmy Buckets for you.
Jimmy Buckets, baby. Let's get it. No, but you know, we're going to make it do what it do, man. Like I said, I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm in a good place. So I just want to stay there and just get better, man. Just work hard and hopefully, you know, we win. That's what it's all about.
Cool. All right, man. Thanks for joining us.
This is my favorite one by far.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear. Like,
all right, man.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this week on Mystery Crate. We hope you enjoyed. Please share with your friends. Do that thing on Instagram where you can, because they have this weird partnership with Spotify, where you can have like the tile go out on your stories and just tell people what you're rocking with. Or subscribe, rate, review, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Hey, I'm not slacking on any of the podcast providers. Tune in. Go ahead and do your thing.
Yep.
All right. What is Slacker one? No, Slacker's something else.
Slacker's something else.
I'm getting old.
Yeah, Slacker's
Anthony.
Something else.
There's something that happens
there's a
chemically.
Slack, but there isn't a slacker.
Yeah, there's something that happens to you chemically the second a doctor pulls a baby out of your life. I'm just saying. All of a sudden, it's just like I'm watching MTV. I'm like, who's this? Who's that? Who's this on my timeline? Why is he cutting his hair? Why is it important?
I think you had that happen on Twitter. You said, who is this person?
I have no
why
idea.
Do I
yeah,
care if he
on.
Cut his hair?
Yeah, I have no idea. I thought it was, is this a simulation in which this person's a celebrity? And I don't want to be that guy. But the second a doctor pulled a baby out of my wife, it's like, I'm that guy now. And yeah, Noah Centineo.
he's ditching his hair and he shaved his head, and people are flipping out about it.
So, being a younger person than you, not that I know this guy because of his work, but my fiance has seen a couple of movies that he's been in, and basically what he is an absolute bargain bin Mark Ruffalo.
Ah.
That's exactly what he is. Same mannerisms, the same way of pronouncing.
Voice?
Same thing.
Hmm.
If you see a video of him, he is the absolute poor man's Mark Ruffalo. So it pissed me off, and I didn't want to see it anymore, so I was like, turn it off. I don't want to see this just bashing of Mark Ruffalo's talent on this guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're engaged now. You're just a couple years away from being like, why are there so many Cyruses? Why? What's a Cyrus? Noah Cyrus. That's a boy's name. But it's a girl. Noah Cyrus. I always thought Noah was a boy's name. It's a great track, by the way.
Thank you.
Shout out to Apple Music. All right. Subscribe, rate, review, Mystery Crate. We love you. We'll be back next week.